Canst tell me, Ceres, what cursed fate hangs o'er the head of Oats of late, or what cross-planet reigns that Oats the noblest thought at first, and best should now be held the worst and vilest of all grains? Oats, that same brave and swaggering blade, which the other day with lofty head his fellows all o'ertopped, should for a roguish weed be thrown out of the court, and now full-blown be in the blossom cropped. Oats, that was whilom thought to be for the king's horse fit company, God bless him evermore, should now by every groom be spurned, and for a rogue in grain be turned out of the stable door. Had these oats musty been or stale, or had they any noisome smell, they had of blame not failed. But these as musk itself were sweet, with coat as black as any jet, but somewhat too long-tailed. That tyrant's jades, that oats and hay, refused for man's flesh, I dare say, ne'er such an oat did taste, and pity 'twas his worth to show that he had not been long ago into their manger cast. The case is hard, that oats that fed the noblest beast that lived in mead on pastures green or heath, well, should be at last himself turned down into the common of the town to feed the calves of Bethel. But cheer up, oats, 'tis no disgrace. These calves are of the city race, there are none such at Whitehall, and freely will their milk give down. And thou canst stroke them well, 'tis known, to feed thee in requital. Some have the pedigree and strain of oats derived from that blessed grain which Egypt's famine freed, and I believe what they aver, for without doubt these our oats are of the true gypsy breed. Nay, others have his parents blamed, they had the brat not Joseph named, but they herein had erred, for that good man at court at last for his deserts was highly grassed, not for a rogue cashiered. Yet I doubt not, but of such known divinity, had oats there grown, he would have with a rope amongst their leek and onion gods, as more deserving it by odds, been long ago trussed up. Shall we who boast true gospel light, instead of doing him that right, then treat him worse than pagan, and excommunicate him clear out of our courts, as if he were a minister of Dagon? This sure is a new popish plot, who, seeing now we in a knot begin to hang together, think the best way, which heaven defend, is to untie us and to send our doctor God knows whither. You charitable city dames, if now you will set up your names, preserve him like sweetmeats, he flies to you to be secure. Keep close your foredoors, but be sure guard well your postern gates.